got prayer requests, lead the service, giving the offering. Amen. I just appreciate everything you do to try to promote and push and go. Amen. May God bless you. I know He will. Amen. He doesn't always pay off in September, but He does pay off. I mean, he's heard that old story. Amen. The old praying farmer's crop, amen, failed. And they were making fun of him because he's a man of God and his crop failed. And he said, God don't always pay his debts in September, but He will pay off, won't He? Huh? That's right. Amen. I'd like to see the Lord touch you tonight. He still is a healer. He still is a redeemer and a deliverer. He still is. He's still in business. Brother Robert and them sing that song for years. God's still in business. I never can get all of those words in that, Sister Sharon. What does that say right there? That it says, is that the song that says something about the wind and the trees? Applaud. I never could get that word, but that don't hinder me. I got blessed and shouted many times on that. But it says, applaud His majesty. Hallelujah. Amen. I got blessed. Amen. Knowing that God is still in business. Praise God. That's probably not the same song, is it? Huh? But it'll be all right. Hallelujah. Brother Crawford one time talked about a preacher that preached Paul and Silas were man and wife, and they were in prison, and their little boy Timothy home by himself and had quite an altar call. Huh? I reckon when you get anointed, it'll help, won't it? Praise the Lord. Well, amen. We're gonna read out of the 47th chapter of Genesis. And let me see. I'll begin reading with verse 13. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore. So the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought. Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed, sometimes people think it never will, but it will. When money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread. For why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, for flocks and cattle herds, for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, "We'll not hide it from my Lord how our money is spent." In other words, I'm broke. I'm broke. I ain't going to hide it. I feel like this. Brother Jeff, when you were testifying, I thought that's the way these people were. They swallowed their pride and they said, "I'm broke." Amen. Come to the house of God and come to Joseph's presence and said, "I'm not going to hide it. I don't have a dime to pay you. Amen. But I got to have bread." Amen. Reminds me of that scripture in Isaiah that says, "Come and buy without money." Amen. Come and buy without money. Amen. I'm going to read a little more here. Boy, I'd sure like to God to make me a preacher that could help you tonight. Amen. And they said, "We will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There's not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes? Both we and our land, buy us." Do you see that? "Buy us and our land for bread." Hallelujah. "Buy us and our land for bread." Amen. we in our land will be servants unto Pharaoh and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the border of Egypt to the other and thereof. Amen. I want to preach tonight. Amen. Of course, you get the message. You see it already without me expounding on it. I want to preach about this cry for bread. Amen. The Bible talks many, many times about famine in the Scriptures. Of course, in the Middle East, there, the times that I was there in Israel that I've mentioned probably hundreds of times since y'all paid my way. How many of you still remembers paying my way to Israel? Huh? I'd say y'all wish you hadn't as many times as I brought it up. I'll tell you, Israel it's almost a desert there. They have to irrigate, and you know, it's a dry place, very arid, dry place. And then you mix that in with the judgment of God. Many times God would use that withholding of the rain. You know, you may not believe this, but God is in charge of the rain. You know, and the weatherman's not. He just tells you what he thinks is going to happen, maybe, if the wind blows in the right direction. But God is in charge of the rain, and he can shut the spigot off or open it up. But I think tonight is very appropriate. This evening I was praying about the service and seeking the Lord. And, you know, the Bible tells us in the minor prophets that there was coming a famine in the last days, but it would not be a famine for bread. But I want to liken it tonight, amen, to the famine for bread. And I'm going to just preach as short as I can tonight. But I want you to notice when this famine hits, the situation that it puts individuals in. Now, us here in the God Bless America country, amen, we won't be able to relate, amen, to what I'm preaching in a sense. But you can imagine. But you look through the Bible, And when a famine hit, I'm telling you, for people to stay alive, they did some very astounding things just to stay alive. And you know, in this famine that we're in, I do see that same panic in a spiritual sense. I see people who have a void in their spiritual life, and they're running, amen, giving, going, doing everything they can imagine to find something of sustenance and something to give them life. Amen. Help me preach a little bit tonight. You know, bread, according to Ezekiel, in about three different places, Ezekiel talked about bread being the staff of life. He called it the staff of bread, the staff. Amen. In other words, it was the bread in Israel and his eastern countries. It was the barley and the bread corn and the bread that men and women ate that sustained them in their hunger and kept them alive and kept them going. Amen. In a spiritual sense, I think it would pay us tonight to find, amen, a source of this bread that would keep us alive, that would keep us happy in the Lord, keep us contented with God's grace, keep us hungry for more of God, give us strength. Brother Zane, I hate to come off real critical at times, but you know the Bible is for reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with long-suffering doctrine. But brother, sometimes I think of the scripture where the Bible says, amen, that Israel travails, amen, but she doesn't have the strength to bring forth. In other words, there's no fruit, there's no children born, because in a sense of motherhood, she did not have the strength. And I wonder sometimes about our churches. Hey, amen, we come and go. And really, I'm not being critical, because I really felt the Lord in the singing. We got some of the best people in the world that sing for us. Hey, amen. And you know what really makes it? Hey, amen. I was preaching in Savannah, Georgia camp meeting, and Brother Brock was preaching the day, Brother David Brock, and his daughter works at a Kroger, and her manager is a Baptist lady. And she told her she was going to camp meeting in Georgia. And her the manager of the Kroger store looked at her and said, "Would you care if I went along? I've never been to a meeting like that. I'd like to go." So she said, I'll just tell you what she said. You tell you what it's where. But she said, "Ask your dad if I can travel down with him. Tell him I'll wear a skirt every day if he'll let me go." And so Brother Brock, he struck a deal up with her. And here she came with her little girl. Amen. And I'm telling you, there were some big eyes in that house that night because Sister Sharon got up and got to singing. Amen. And you know how that goes with Sister Sharon Brock's get to singing. Brother, they was cutting loose and running every which way. And I looked back there, and I didn't know which was the biggest on that Baptist girl, her eyes or her smile. But, buddy, she was looking around. And went out to the fellowship hall, and I said, "What do you think about the holiness meeting?" She said, "Well, it's a little more lively than our church." Huh? Praise God. A little more lively. I'd say, and I told her, I said, "Well, it ain't always like that around here." I was just honest with her. I said, "Sometimes we're kind of like y'all." Hallelujah. Huh? Come on now. You say you've been too honest, but that is the truth, isn't it? Amen. But what we need in this last day, and I'm trying not to take a long time. I really want to talk to you, amen, but I won't take a long time. Amen. But you see, there was a hunger for bread. Amen. And you know, Jesus, Joseph, to me, is one of the most perfect types of Jesus in the Bible. Now, he's the only Jesus, but there's a lot of types of Jesus in the Bible. Amen. Abel and Abraham and Moses, and those were ones that had similitudes, and God was pointing toward Jesus. Well, Joseph was that way. Amen. Young man sold into slavery. Amen. Abused by his own family, and God brought him out, and now Joseph was sitting on the throne. He was second in command of Pharaoh. God had told Joseph that it's going to be 7 years of famine. Amen. And then, or plenty, and then 7 years of famine. Amen. He knew it was coming. It was divine providential coming. It's going to be a famine. What we're going through here tonight is not a surprise to a Bible reader and somebody seeking the Lord. The famine of this last day, we knew it was coming. Amen. Joseph used discretion. Amen. And he got bins and silos, and he stored the grain and the corn and the wheat, and he stored it up. Amen. So when the famine hit, it put him in a place of leverage. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, the Son of God went to Calvary, amen, so that when men and women would get hungry for bread, he'd have bread to give them. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the church needs that bread tonight. I said the church needs that bread tonight. Amen. These people, I'll tell you what, the Bible said, "He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled." You know what would set this meeting on fire right now? Amen. Is if somebody get a real intense hunger for bread. Amen. And they would jump up and say, "I've got to have bread. Money has failed me. Amen. But I need bread. I don't have a dime in my pocket, but I'm about to starve. I've got to have bread." That's why, I've been took many times when somebody comes in and says, "Amen, I've got two little children and they haven't ate in 2 or 3 days. Brother, that's just the end of it for me." Amen. I'll go in every, and you're the same way. Amen. If you know sometimes people lie to you, but if you know there's a couple little youngins that may not have something to eat, amen, brother, it just gets to your heart, don't it? Have you ever been hungry? None of us have been hungry much. Amen, without really wanting to be. Amen, but I'll tell you, there was a famine in this land, and people got an urgency in their life, amen, to taste of that bread that would sustain them. And they were willing, amen, to sell themselves out, amen, to the giver of the bread. I wish I was a preacher in this house tonight. Amen, listen, God has a plan for his church. I said, God has a place, amen, that he has bread. And if we'll come to him, amen, it'll be the staff of life. We don't have to be weak and falling down and dying in the presence of Joseph. Amen. Somebody say amen. You come to the house of God tonight. You drug in here almost dead. Amen. Needing a bite of that bread from heaven. Amen. Jesus said, "I am that bread from heaven." Amen. And you can you want it. Hallelujah. Oh, I need to preach to you tonight. I know this is a simple message. Before I go any more, I want to remind you of a situation in the book of Ruth when the Bible said that Ruth and her husband, Elimelech, and her two boys, amen, were living in Bethlehem. And they was a famine in the land, so they went to sojourn. Amen. How many understands the word sojourn? It means they just went to visit. They were passing through. They went for a short time. But what happened was they left because of the famine, and they went into Moab looking, I guess, for bread. Amen. Can I tell you, we've got a world that is looking. That's why the filth of the world just keeps stacking up. Amen. Because they keep looking, eating, feeding, amen, on these things to satisfy. And how many knows they will not hold you up? Amen. I love sweets, and I don't want to get distracted here a little bit. Amen. But you know, really, donuts, amen, and Twinkies won't do the job. Amen. They're good. I guess they're good to taste of, and I've got to watch them. Amen. Somebody bought me a dozen donuts while I was gone, just for a snack. I didn't go into the deal that I'm battling sugar diabetes. Amen. I just ate the donuts and believed God. Twelve in 5 days. Y'all can divide there. Amen. And I didn't check my blood. Amen. But they won't hold you up, Brother Kenny. Amen. It won't do it. I see people out there, amen, trying everything in the whole wide world. And brother, listen to me. I'm getting to be an older preacher now. Amen. I've been at this for 30 years or more. Amen. And I see people going after the same type stuff they were going after when I first got saved. And I want to just shake my head and say, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to make you happy. It ain't going to work. It's going to fail you after a while. Amen. Come on now. You remember the famine in Israel. Amen. When some horrible things went on, amen, women were actually eating their own children, cooking them in a pot, fighting over whose child's going next. You say, brother, I don't believe that could happen in this area. And it may not happen, amen, but I'll tell you what people are doing. They're doing some horrendous things, trying to feed that void in their life. They're inventing so many horrendous things to eat on, amen, when really all they need is bread. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. They went down, and you know how many, and you've heard this preached over and over and over. How many knows what the name Bethlehem means? It means the house of bread. You hear me now? Come on now, the house of bread. They walked out. They've been folks walk right out of this church. Amen. Looking for something to satisfy and sustain. I want to tell you, it ain't out there. Amen. Come on now. It ain't out there. I remember one time hearing an old man trying to tell. I overheard an old man trying to tell a younger person, amen, stay in church. And this man wasn't even in church itself. But I heard him say, you need to stay in church. Amen. I don't know what you're looking for, but it ain't out there. I wish somebody would say, amen. Brother, there's a famine in the land, a famine for hearing the word of God. I'll tell you what, it's the only thing that'll sustain you in the hour we're in. Amen. He went to Moab. Amen. She lost her whole family, and then she heard the news. Amen. There's bread again in Bethlehem. And so she packed her stuff up, and she moved back her hometown. I want to preach to somebody tonight. You need to go back to those days of your childhood. Amen. When you was humble. Amen. And you sought God and believed like a little child. Before life got too complicated, we must go back to the house of bread and find help for our soul. Oh, I'm trying to preach to you tonight. I could go on and on and on and on and on here tonight. And you know the story. You know the man that came at midnight, beating on the door. Hey, amen, I've had some visitors come. We may not understand this, Brother Darrell. Hey, amen. But Providence had them neighbors come at midnight. They weren't planned. They weren't expecting them. And there's things that come in our life, Brother Mark, that we're not bargaining for. But they're beating on the door. Huh? You didn't expect somebody beating you. Who in the world is that beating on the door at this time of night? Hello, out there. Hey, they're all remember me. Yeah, how you doing? I'm passing through. And you know, in the Jewish community, it was an abomination not to entertain strangers or visitors. It brought a shame not only on you and your house, but the community and the village you lived in. So it was desperate. You know, we're in a desperate time here. I don't know if you understand it or not, but when people come to this church, everybody ought to be a pastor for a day. Set up here after praying for y'all, amen, through the week. And then come up here and look back over my crowd and look at their faces. Sometimes I see worry there. Sometimes I see a panic there. Sometimes I see indifference there. Sometimes I see a burden there. So, amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Listen, we need to realize that when we come to the house of God, there needs to be bread in the house. Somebody say amen. I said there needs to be bread in the house. This man ran, amen, from his house to his neighbor's house. And he got him up at midnight. And you know, this is not a perfect type of God the Father, because God ain't grouchy and he never sleeps. This man got a little grumpy. What are you doing? It's midnight. I'm already in the bed and the kids are in the bed. I can't get up and wake these brats. Hey, man, I like to never got them to sleep in the first place. Hey, man, oh, but you don't understand. I've got somebody come through. Hey, man, and they need bread. I need about 3 loaves of bread. Hey, man, he had bread, but he didn't want to get bread. Oh, leave me alone. I'm going back to bed. Hey, man, he just beat on the door a little more. Hey, man, and finally he said, what do you want? I told you, I don't want to get up, but I got to have bread. Amen. And you know what Jesus was teaching us? Amen. If this old grouchy neighbor would get up just because the man kept beating on the door, I don't think we ought to give up on the bread either. I say, amen. I say, I don't think we ought to give up on the bread either. I've got trials in my life. I've got mountains there that have never been there before as long as I've lived. But I can't give up on the bread. I've got to keep on pounding on the door. Amen. Because somebody's going to need some bread. Amen. They're going to come to this house, and they're going to need something to sustain. There's folks right in this house tonight. If they don't get some food in a little while, they're going to die. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We need the bread in the house. Amen. Something that'll stick to your ribs. Something that'll strengthen you. Come on, church. Help me preach a little bit here tonight. The staff of life. I'm going to go back to my text here in a little bit, but I can't leave out the prodigal son over there feeding the hogs and desiring to feed himself on the husk that the swine ate. That is quite an intense hunger when a man that had his pockets full of money had run through and now he was busted. He had regret and remorse what he could have had and what happened and how people turned their back on him. Then all of a sudden he heard in his heart's voice, amen, why don't you go back home where there's bread to spare? I'm going to tell you, David said, I have been young and now I'm old. In other words, he said, I think I qualify to tell you something. And I'm going to say that here tonight. I've been young and now I'm not quite as young. Huh? He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Are you listening to me? Amen. He said, look, amen, if you'll live right, if you'll do right, amen, there'll be bread in your house. Are you helping me preach here tonight? I want to tell you something right now. Amen. There are folks in this house right now while I'm preaching. You say, how in the world do you know everybody's business? I don't know everybody's business. Amen. But I want to tell you this. I've lived long enough to know. You think I'm just living for God because, amen, somebody's got a gun behind my head? Amen. I know this works, Brother Mac. I've been around long enough. I've watched this. Amen. I put this to the test. I've seen those that went before me. Amen. That put this to the test. Amen. And I know there's bread in Father's house. Come on now. Amen. Wouldn't you like to have an assurance in your heart? Amen. When this world lets you down and the money lets you down and the things of this world let you down, I still know a place I can go where there's bread enough and to spare. There's enough to do me. I just want to tell somebody in this house tonight, if you think there ain't nothing to old time religion, then you ain't got old time religion. If you get it like you need it, come on now, you'll know it's a house of bread, and it's full of bread, and there's bread to spare. What does that mean? There's not only bread for you, but there's bread for somebody else. Now these men came to Joseph and they asked him a big question. Why should I die in thy presence? Why should we die knowing that you've got bread and you're willing to trade? Why should we die before thy eyes? Why? Why would you? Why would you? Well, I feel like preaching to somebody. I'm going to tell you something. The devil's fooled you. If you're here about ready to fall over, malnourished in the spiritual things, and you've tried everything else in the world, and you're involved in so much now, and you even got in a habit of these little things you do every day, thinking that satisfies you. All that's satisfying is your flesh. And the flesh is never really satisfied. Are you listening to me preach? Come on now. You say, well, there just ain't nothing. I've lived for God, but you see what happened? You quit praying through. You quit reading your Bible. You quit worshiping when you went to the house of God. You opened the door for feelings to get in there that shouldn't get in there. And now look where you're at. And you know what the devil's telling you? There ain't nothing to nothing. But he's a liar and the father of it. I'm going to tell you, Joseph has the keys to the crib. You hear me? I said, Joseph still has the keys to the crib. You need bread? He's got bread. You're in this house tonight and you're just about to die in his presence. Why would you come to the house of God and sit on an altar and die on the church pew? Why would you do it? Huh? Why would you do it? Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Woo! There's bread enough in my Father's house. How about when you prayed through and you loved God and there wasn't nothing in your life? Amen. Hey, you can go back to those days. You can ask the Lord to help you. Amen. You can be like that old prodigal son and get out of that hog pen and give them the first permanent wave there ever was. Hallelujah. Come on now. Head on back to Father's house. Amen. And say, just make me a servant. A hired servant in your hand. Just make me like one of the servants. He's not going to treat you like a servant. He's going to treat you like a son. Come on now. Amen. You can get a son's portion if you get up and go back to God. There's a famine in our land. If we're not careful, there'll be some casualties, amen, of people dying of starvation right in the house of God. Amen. You got to eat. Stand with me. This ain't much. That's what I felt on my heart tonight. I could dwell on each one of these. How many knows it is midnight? And by divine providence, there's a cry for bread at our door. What are we going to tell them? We're going to do like a lot of churches and say, you don't have to live that old-fashioned way. I ain't going to be a lying preacher, I'll tell you that right now. If I'm going to start getting urged to lie, I'm going to get out of the pulpit. Huh? That's right. There is bread. There is bread and to spare. Don't you tell me, don't come off with that stuff that you just can't get no help anymore. I don't believe that. Huh? I don't believe that. I mean, you may be struggling, but God can help you. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. We need some strength in this hour. We need some strength. We need some people who will get the staff of life, spiritually speaking, who knows this Bible from their heart out, who has weapons in their arsenal to fight against the devil. They come to the house of God, and they've got an anointing and a sensitivity toward the Spirit. When testimonies are given, they give something that is Spirit-born and anointed with the Holy Ghost. Huh? They love one another, and they speak well of God and His grace. And they're lights out there to this dark world. I meditated today, and I was seeking the Lord, and I was talking to Him about how dark this world was. And the Lord reminded me that the darkness don't rule, that it's the light that rules. Amen. You go out there on the world, and I pray for our men and women that are having to work among sinners and heathens. Amen. But I'll tell you, it is not God's will that all the Christians just quit their jobs and go home. It got quiet. You thought it was? It ain't. Huh? It's His will. Not the darkness does not destroy you out there on the job, but that your light overcomes the darkness. Light does every time. Does it not? Does the light not rule the darkness every time? Even the smallest of light. You can get in a dark room, you can't see your hand before your face, and you can just flick a light on. Amen. And that light says, move over, darkness. Amen. Move over. Are you listening to me? You think, well, I can't live for God in this hour. You can if you'll get the bread. Huh? You can if you eat the bread. Too many donuts. Somebody thinks that's holy bread, but just because it's got a hole in it, that don't make it holy bread. Huh? Am I preaching right to you or not? Brother, when the preacher gets up here hucking and bucking and straining and sweating and spitting at you, you know what he's expecting you to do? He's expecting you to eat everything he cooks. If you don't eat it, it does you no good. All the preacher gets is bruised ribs and a sore throat. Huh? There's bread on the table. Come and eat. I'm not hungry. What you been eating? Now, church, I love you. I'm going to close right here. But I believe in this. I know it's true. Jesus told those Pharisees and Jews following him around. And he told, and they said something about Moses. And he said, Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven. What? No. Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven. God gave you that bread from heaven. My Father gave you that bread from heaven. He's, you know what he was talking about, don't you? He was talking about the manna that fell out of the ground. And they never got over that. Man, Moses, He gave us bread from heaven. It wasn't Moses. It was Almighty God that gave it. My Father. And he said, I am that bread from heaven. That tore them all to pieces. He said he came down from heaven. He's trying to say he's God. Amen. He said he was bread from heaven. And I want to tell you tonight, he is the bread from heaven. He said, if you eat my flesh. Is that what he said? Now, he wasn't talking about a cannibal. He was talking about believing in him and partaking of him and accepting him in your life for your nourishment and your strength and him the only one. That's what you need to do tonight. I know this is simple preaching, but he is the bread that will keep you alive in the famine of this world. Huh? He'll do it. Bow your heads with me. God bless.